ngakwenu uChairmani asincedise khonapho ngoba bengikhangela ama-rules and regulations ezek lama-judgments anikwa wona yi-court lokuthi bona bakahambi ku-Congress lokuba-constituted ukuthi babe le structure ezimileyo. So ngiyamangala nami sengibona sebehanjiswe e-parliament. So nzanika uhlonitshwa umoyo vuma balanda akasincedise la.
Mnumzana Moyo, nansi indaba uthi uyamangala lapha uMoringayo ukuthi kanti selisiya eParliament ngovesi bani.
Thina njenge-MDCT we are guided by umthetho and i-MDCT irecallile ngoba i-constitution iyavumela ukuthi umuntu ma esesijena akaseyi your member ye-MDCT ilelungelo lokuthi imrecall kuParliament. So sakwenza ke lokhu kulawa ama-members adeclare-ayo ukuthi wona akuseyo ma-member ze-MDCT. And therefore, once lingarecall-a lilemvumo yoku-replace, especially ama-proportional representatives lama-senators. And yikho sesikwenzile ke lokhu. Konke esikwenzileyo is above board, silandela umthetho weZimbabwe. Akukho engathi kuyi-problem in terms of ukulandela umthetho. I hope ukuthi ngiyibeke kahle yazwisiseka.
Ngilethemba uyizwile incazelo kaMoyo lapho mnumzana Moringayi. Lina njenge-MDC Alliance kukhona yini elingakwenza ukuvimba omakhuphe ukuba ngamalunga e-parliament?
Uyabona mnumzana Moyo lo butwami uNkomo. Into elapha sikhuluma nge-constitution ngathiwa asabona ukuthi kuya ngaphi kuvela ngaphi. Sabona laphana ngo-March ujaji enika yena i-MDCT imvumo yokuthi ihambe i-constitutionally hold the Congress, extraordinary Congress. But sesibona futhi ukuthi isikhathi naleso esaqala sa-expire. So that means ukuthi u-Morgan Committee ngokubona kwethu lama-writings angkhona nguyomele abe ngumkhokheli webandla okwakathe ngoba wayengu-chairperson. Then sesifika ku-July 31st i-3 months ababezinikwe zona. Yona i-MDCT yagijima yaya e-court yathi hayi sifuna ukuba le extra time ngoba kule COVID, but ujaji wakuyala lokho wathi kumele babe le Congress yabo then bangaqhubeka phambili. But singakhangela futhi sithi thina we have always said ukuthi omphathi intambo abamajaji laba lani kungathiwa umthetho awusalandelwa the way that it's supposed to be followed. Lokho kwenza umakhuphe labo futhi bamomoyo laba hayi qhubeka nini madoda sizalithola phambili.
Nanso Moyo, bakhona abathi elikwenzayo njenge-MDCT yikudiliza idemokhrasi ngoba omakhuphe labanye bakhe bonke laba ngabantu abancintisa kukhetho banqotshwa kodwa nanku sebengamalunga ephalamenti ngemva kokuxotshisa abe-MDC Alliance.
Engakutsho mina ukuthi idemokhrasi kubandla le-MDCT yavele yabulawa ngendlela ubaba uChamisa athatha ngawo umbuso ngoba yayingekho democratic indlela yakhona athatha ngayo umbuso wephathi yayilo dlame phakathi, yikho lapho kwaqala khona inkinga. I think mas unothi siye eqinisweni kumele siye lapho kwaqala khona iproblem. Iproblem ayiqalanga ngabantu besiyavotela ibandla le-MDCA. Iproblem yaqala ngokudluthulwa kwebandla nguChamisa labantu bakhe. So ngaseqinisweni thina lapha sibisela abantu abakhethwayo libandla, asibisela abantu abavotelwayo. Sirikhole abantu abakhethwa libandla and sesireplace abantu who were just appointees ukuthi baye kusenethi la ku-PR.
Mnumzana Moringayi, phose lokugcina.
Okay, asifuni ukwenza izinto zokugesa or ngathiwa cabangela ukuthi Electoral Law 157, an act of parliament must provide for the conduct of elections and referenda to which this constitution applies, in particular of the following matters. Rahul is about the period of delimitation of constituencies, what, blah, 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 which vacancies must be filled by person, number one, belonging to the same political parties as those who pre previously held the seat Senkwete.
Akuyiphethe moyo.
I think lana emfoka Muringai singenza lokho ukuthiwa ukugijimisa umsila ngoba iqiniso likhona ukuthi iMDC Alliance kwakungathiyo party that has been proven over and over. iMDC Alliance was a grouping of former parties of which iMDCT was the majority party. iMDCT yiyona eya appointa ama PR lama senators lawa and iMDCT yiyona elelungelo lokuba recaller iwa replace.